Good morning. Oh God. Oh gosh. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. And welcome, welcome, welcome to season 3, episode 3 of Uplifting for Everyone Else with Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn. And as always, I am always up before everyone else. I just did a good morning. Sorry, I didn't arrange everything. Because I'm not gonna be on that long. I have a ton of crap I have to do today. So I said I'm gonna start my day a little bit early and get everything going because I got a lot of research to do because I wanna like unpack this stuff that's going on in Afghanistan and I've been watching the news over the weekend and I really try to not get into politics anymore like I used to. But I just don't know what's going on. I knew that with us pulling out of Afghanistan, I knew that this was going to happen. So yeah, Joe is on now. It's 6:05 a.m. It is Monday, August the 16th, 2021. It's a lot going on in the news. It's a lot going on in the news. And I usually produce the night before, but I woke up this morning. I was just laying in the bed. I got so much sleep yesterday. I think I went to bed at 7 o'clock last night, and I didn't wake up till 4 this morning. And I'm so refreshed. I said, you know what? I am going downstairs, and I'm going to do a show today. And I said I was going to come back this week anyway. Because, I mean, I may do one or two shows a week. It really depends. I'm just trying to find this balance because I have school, I have writing. You know, I have doctor's appointments. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. I have a chiropractor appointment tomorrow. So I won't be on tomorrow. I'll probably be online maybe Wednesday or Thursday. But it really depends on my assignments that I get from school. And, you know, because sometimes they can be a bit much. And then they have deadlines. College have deadlines, y'all. I did not. Yeah, and it's always at 11:59 p.m. One assignment I had, it was due at 3. That was funny. It was due at 3, 3 o'clock. That sounds better than 11:59 p.m. Yeah. But I'm really enjoying school. I really am. If you guys don't know, it's I started school and I love learning. I love learning. So I'm not gonna say it's hard. But I just started. When you first start off something when it's new and it's fresh and it's exciting, you're like, okay, it's not hard yet. Because I'm in school for nursing and then I have my chiropractor appointment tomorrow. And I don't know okay, when I was younger, now I'm in my 30s, you know, guys, I'm 43 now. When I was younger and I was in my, when I was in my 30s, I went to the chiropractor and I didn't have a flare up for 6-7 years. I did not have a flare up for a very long time. I didn't have a flare up for a very long time. And I'm just okay. And I had 4 or 5 sessions, and I didn't have any flare-ups. So I'm hoping that I can go the next 4 weeks, because it's $39, $40 to go. Hopefully, 4 sessions will be enough for me, but I'm going to see what the doctor says tomorrow, and I might have to go out on disability because it's getting worse, you guys. It is so worse, and I'm wanting school to be a nurse, and I'm just How is that going to happen? I'm not going to be able to work in the emergency room. You know, I wanted to work in the emergency room. You know, and I know in the emergency room, you're on your feet. But it's other nursing jobs that I can do that it won't be as strenuous. But I can tell y'all right now that this is not going to be a cakewalk for me. I am excited about going to the chiropractor, but I'm telling you guys, as soon as I started talking about going back to work, that's when my back started hurting me again. Like, my back was not bothering me the entire time I was off of this pandemic. Like, and that's my Published Loves holiday. I wanted the extra stream of income to come in to supplement me from not going back out there going to work. But I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go back to work. But as soon as I said, I'm ready to go back to work, like, I'm sitting up here now, like, my leg is up in a chair. And, like, yesterday I got up. It was so bad that I had to hold on to my fan. I have a fan, a pedestal fan, you know, to isolate in the room. I have to have a fan and an air conditioner. So I'm, like, holding on to the fan as I'm sliding my feet into slippers. So it's just, like, it's a lot. It's a lot. And I'm scared to see what they're going to say, because I don't know what's going on as far as, like, the process to get disability. And I'm like, do I really want to do disability? But if you can't stand on your feet, Monica, you cannot do hair. So, I don't know, y'all. But I'll try to get on this week, later on this week. Who knows? So, like I said, I'm not going to be long. I want to do a diabetic minute. My diabetic glucose level was 223 this morning. And I'm just like, well, why the hell is it 223? I had a big-ass bowl of pasta for dinner last night. Okay, so you notice, no, I started keto, and it's kind of hard when you are a pasta lover like me. So I'm like, I put my cheese in the oven to melt. I put my cheese wrap. And, you know, I'm doing good. But I had pasta with it. And I'm like, well, why the hell is my glucose so high? I ate pasta. And, yeah. So it's not going to work, Monica. So anyway, but yeah, I got to get that down. I had a really good weekend with my family. We had kickback burgers and wine. Everybody enjoyed themselves, y'all. But let me tell y'all what my mama did. This is why my mama stays in the house. She didn't tell me this until yesterday. We all went out for my birthday last week. She saw a friend of mine. And we were talking about him yesterday, and she said, I saw such and such yesterday. I was like, okay. I saw my son. I said, you saw Steven? It's my brother, my younger brother. And she says, nope, my other son. And she says his name, and she starts dancing. I'm just like, okay. And so she said, I walked up to him, I fist bumped him, and I said, hey, son. She said, one of the girls asked her, is everything okay? You all right? Because he was standing next to his employee. And my mother was like, no, I'm just here to see my son. Hey, son. Oh, my God. Like, she is just so embarrassing, y'all. I love her to death. I love her to pieces. But she's just so embarrassing. Like, I can't wear it this morning. I cannot wear it. I can't with my mother this morning. I can't with my mother, period. But she is the love of my life, the apple of my eye. But that was just... And I'm wondering, like, I saw your mom when I seen him, finally. I saw your mom. He's like, okay. And they were talking, and it all makes perfect sense. I'm just like, Jesus, like the... Both of them for sale. My mother and both of them were for sale. I really, oh God. And I understand my mother's intentions. My mother has very good intentions, and she knows who's good for me. And he is good for me. He's good to me. He's good to me. He's good for me. You know, and it's a difference. It's life changing. But my mother got to slow it down. But you know how mothers are. Holding it to your mama's tight. Because mine is a mess. I was on Facebook last night before I went to bed. And one of my favorite YouTube... No, she's not a YouTuber. She's like an influencer. And she, I gotta find her first. I should have shared it. I should have shared it. But there she is. I really liked her. This. Now, no, I'm not. You know what? Okay. This was 7 hours ago. What's on your I want to do this before my libido dies list that will bring you pleasure? This is how to create the best kind of sex bucket list. People have those. And this is from XO Nicole. She's awesome. She used to be like a celebrity gossip person, but she recently revamped everything, and now she's like a blogger. She has a podcast. And I actually like this better than I did with the gossip stuff. So let's see. This is not the article that I wanted to read, because it also piggybacked on what we talked about last week, as far as my friend and her, the guy who ghosted her. So they tell you how to create the best kind of sex bucket list. Let's see what kind of sex. Okay, let's see. All right, let me. Okay. Figure out what kind of sexual thing. I thought they was going to give you ideas. Having sex in your childhood bed, engaging in oral sex in a public place, getting it in at your office after hours, make your own sex tape, having sex in the rain. Okay, now, my mother doesn't listen, because she doesn't. So, I mean, and you never know, but I know my mom's not listening. And getting it in at the office after hours, that is one of my, I'm gonna start my bucket list. This has just made me, reading over it at a glance, what I want to do for my bucket list. And I've always wanted to get it in, at my husband's, my boyfriend's office, get it in at the office, and after hours, or come down there during lunchtime or something, and bring them lunch, and then y'all just lock the office door and just do it. Yes. What else they have? Creating your own multiple orgasm competitions to see who can give the other more of them. I've yet to meet someone that's a sexual. I have not met nobody like that before. Maybe in the near future, or maybe I stumbled upon him. I don't know. I would love to have somebody like this in my life to actually make it let's see who can make who first, and let's see who does, make it fun and exciting. But this getting into the office, yeah, that's one of mine. Having sex in your childhood bed. It's too little. So this is a really good article. I'm just glancing over it. But this is the things that you got to do. I'm learning. And this is the stuff that you have to do. You got to write stuff down. You got to make plans. If you want something, you got to go for it. Have some aphrodisiacs on deck. Oh, chocolate flavored strawberries, honey coated almonds. Oh my God, honey coated almonds. Oh. Okay. I'm actually going to read this. And I'm going to read this. I'm going to, the best way to ease into sex after having a baby. I never had a baby. I have miscarriages, but here it is. From the ghosted to the fake soulmate, this is a guide to the type of scrub that exists, red flags, and ultimately what it will take for you to find your divine match. This article was so damn good, but let me click on it. It's called The Four Types of Fuckboys and How to Avoid Dating Them. So they have the ghoster. We were talking about the ghoster last week. And everything that they said about the ghoster is basically the guy that my friend was seeing, not dating, seeing. And this is the truth. It's like they're unbelievably sweet, charming, and charismatic. They make empty promises and skimpy excuses, but they're good at giving those puppy dog eyes that just make you melt. Now, my friend, she hasn't heard from him. You know, she's not worried about it, but it was just a complete, total waste of time. Like, why would you do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, it just makes you look crazy. You know, and that's what some men don't understand. There's like some women are out for certain things. And he just like totally screwed it up. You know, even if there was like a snowball chance in hell. The undercover booty call. In a similar way as a ghoster, the undercover booty call is someone you have an intense sexual connection with. This individual is very charming and charismatic, but there is also an added characteristic of being a bit arrogant, overconfident, or moody. This person loves to whisper certain things in your ear and maybe sometimes refer you to as their lady or bae in a jokingly or overemphasized manner. The undercover booty call red flags. They don't spend money on you. Don't expect any big ticket items or fancy dinners. I dated an undercover booty call, and this is true. They are the biggest flicks. Never depend on this person being there for more than just the nasty. They are selfish and sometimes huge narcissists. They are habitual liars. They will say whatever they have to take away from their own accountability and will be the first to insult you when you call them on their BS. This article is the bomb, y'all. If you have don't follow XO Nicole, that's XONECOLE on all social media platforms. And if you want to, you can go to our website, which is XO Nicole as well, and sign up for these articles because they're really good articles. I think that Nicole is like in her 30s or something, but it applies to everybody. Like, I'm 43. And I mean, like, we're all in this together. And it gives you, like, red flags, red signs, you know, and everybody be interacting with each other online. You know, blah, 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 yeah. But it's really good. It's really, really good. Yeah. So what else we got going on here? So check her out on Facebook. The T, the Gag, social media influence. And this is going to go into my other couple topics, and I'm about to get up out your head because I really gotta get ready to get out of here. So, my niece is over here this weekend. She left yesterday. She came Friday. It was my sister-in-law's birthday. I think the last time I had a show was on my sister-in-law's birthday. So, she came this weekend, and we were sitting at the table having breakfast, and I look over. And she's making an avatar. And I look at this avatar and I'm like, Megan, why does she look like that? She has big breasts, very, very small waist, flat stomach, big old thighs, big old ass. And she looks like the girls that's on social media, the ones that they go after, the BBLs or the fat transfer and all that stuff. I'm not knocking nobody for getting their body done. Shit, let me tell you something. If I had the money, I would get my body done. Let me tell you. Yes, I will. I know I've always been against plastic surgery, but I would definitely get some work done to my body. You know, like, I'm not messing up my face. I would never do that. I would definitely get, like, some fat liposuction and put it somewhere else, like fat transfer. Put it somewhere else, you know. Not on my behind, no thank you. Or just get some liposuction, period. But I would do that. But, you know, I think you have to lose weight or something. I don't know what the procedure is, but if I lose, I think, like, if you get in the gym, you could actually get the look that my niece, and I told my niece, and you know, I talked to her about it, and then she got upset with me because she said she wanted to look like that. And I was like, well, you don't. Really? Yeah, you don't. You want to look like that, you got to get in the gym. You got to get in the gym. But not everybody's shaped like that. You know, you can get into the gym and you can work out and look good regardless if you don't have an hourglass figure. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we're not all meant to look the same, you know, and that's why I don't like the social media influence as far as that body image wise. Because, like, now Lizzo was having backlash from rumors, the video rumors with Cardi B. And I'm going to give you guys my two cents and then I'm out the door. I'm a big girl. And I never look to someone else for, oh my gosh, she's representing me. I always say, where are the women on TV that look like me? I don't need nobody representing me because I'm a good representation of myself. I always want to know, where are the women that look like me on TV? Excuse me, let's celebrate her. The average looking woman, the average woman. She's on there. But there's a time and a place for everything. And as far as Lizzo goes, like, she's body positive. She loves her body. But let me tell you something, baby girl. If you put yourself out there, expect for you to get some kind of backlash. Am I right or am I wrong? You put yourself out there, you wear your thongs and you wear your clothes like a smaller woman would, and you get backlash for it. But I don't think she's getting backlash for the body positive body imaging. I think she's getting backlash because it's a song. The song, people don't like the song. I don't care for the song. I never heard it all the way through, but what I've seen her, I'm like, okay, it's a bop for the younger generation, for the kids, not for me, because I'm into something totally different. But if you put yourself out there like that, you're going to get backlash. And they, what they're saying is that, oh, they don't like big black women having confidence. Where did you hear that from? Where did you hear that from? You have skinny women, small women, who are frumpy. Where you hear that from? I'm very secure in myself. But my thing is, I'm not... See, my standards are different than... I mean, I'm not on television. You know, and my thing is that I'm very classy. I'm very elegant. I wear clothes. Sometimes my dress may be a little bit too short. My clothes may be a little bit tight. But I keep my clothes on. And I think that's what most people are trying to say, but they don't know how to say it. Keep your clothes on. And then you go, well, why do I have to keep my clothes on? She ain't got to keep her clothes on. First of all, I'm a big woman. Put your clothes on. We don't have to look like them to be sexy. We don't. And do I feel better? No, because you put yourself out there like that. That's just like me putting myself out here like that with my podcast and somebody doesn't like it. I don't care. There's millions of other podcasts that you can listen to. There's YouTube, all kinds of shit you can listen to. You know, they now have to like Love's Holiday. Okay, that's fine. You don't have to. I didn't make it for you to like. But there's somebody out there that likes it that will. It does like it. You know, I guess that you have to have the tough skin for it. I don't think she has that tough skin. Because like she's always on the internet crying. But my advice, which doesn't really matter, but keep your clothes on. I want to take my clothes off too. No, no, no. We're held at a different regard. And I like that being held at a different regard. You know what I mean? Because you're classier. If you wear a nice dress and some heels, now I can see like if you wear like a hole here and a hole there. You know, like I have leggings with holes in them. You know, as long as you're classy about it, or if you want to wear a crop top and, you know, something like that, you can. It's all about being classy. And I'm not going to lie, like, I don't like it myself. I'm like, oh, God, come on, girl. And I'm a big girl myself. And she's probably my size, a little bit bigger. And I'm like, come on, girl. Come on. Come on, girl. Let's not do this. Let's just not do this. Right, y'all? But it's social media. I need a break from social media sometimes. And I think all of us need a break from social media at times, because it's not golden. It's not set in stone. It's not, you know, it's people being mean to each other. It's just a big fat mess. And everybody know everything. A whole lot of scientists, epidemiologists, you know? So, I mean, I try to limit myself to social media an hour or two a day, you know, but it's, some people it's their life, and some people it's a drug. And social media is one hell of a drug. It's worse than, it's bad, you know, but on social media, you can be whoever you want to be. You don't necessarily have to be Monica, or maybe you can be somebody else. These people don't know you, but put your clothes on, girl. I mean, we're held at a different regard. Put your clothes on, keep your clothes on. All right, y'all. That's all I got for y'all today. It is 6:30 a.m. straight up on the East Coast. We have been on here for, I think, a half hour now. Yeah, 26 minutes. That's enough. So I will see you guys one day this week. It's the day. All right.